Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yevamos Daf Samach Ches. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 6 lines from the top of Daf Samach Ches. The Gemara opens with a quote from the Mishnah. Uben teisha shonim v'yoim echod poislim v'lo machilin. The Mishnah had discussed, and we saw this at the end of our previous shiur, a number of situations where a woman will either be rendered unfit for eating of truma, or a situation where the woman will not be enabled to start eating truma. So without getting into all the details, that of course was the discussion at the end of our previous shiur regarding the first several examples. Now we focus on the example of the Mishnah of Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad. So what is that? The Gemara continues. Ka Salka Daitoch B'Shemeres Yavam Leven Teisha V'Yom Echad. The thinking right now is that we're talking about a woman whose husband died, leaving no children, but he had a surviving brother who is 9 years old and a day, and she did not have any relations, any intimacy with him. So, if that be the case, the Gemara wants to know, lemai, what ramification does this have? If you're talking about a woman who is a bas kohen, she's the daughter of a kohen, and because she is waiting for this yavam who's 9 years old and a day, she would be rendered unfit for truma of her father's house. A woman in general who is a bas kohen and her husband either divorces her or dies, she would go back to her father's house and continue or resume eating of truma. But in the case that she's waiting for a yavam who is 9 years old in a day, so maybe that is what the Mishnah wants to teach us, that she would be rendered psula, mifsal, psula, unfit for eating truma from her father's house. Well, if that were the case, katan nami mifsal posil, even if he was less than that of age. Now, you might be asking, well, a 9-year-old is also a katan. There's a difference, a technical difference. A child, a male, that's 9 years old in a day, the intimacy that he conducts has a halachic significance. Less than 9 years old and a day, the intimacy that this male child would engage in lacks any legal status. So if the issue is a woman waiting for a yavam who is 9 years old and a day, well, they could have told me even a bigger chiddush. Even if the child was less than that age, she would not be able, she's considered bound to the Yavam, even though he's so young, and she would not be able to go back to her father's house to resume truma consumption. Now, if what the Mishnah is trying to teach me about a Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad, that we'll say the issue of enabling her to eat, and the point here is that he does not enable her to eat. That is the Ben Teisha Shanim V'Yom Echad. And that would be a case of a Bas Yisrael that is waiting to do Yibum with a Kohen. And the Mishnah is telling me that a ben teisha shonim v'yomechod is not ma'achil. Well, gadol nami loy ma'achil. An adult, a full-fledged adult yavam, does not enable who happens to be a kohen, who of course is a kohen, he's entitled to eat truma, but he does not enable her to eat truma. So that why would the Mishnah focus on a case which has less chidush to it, when even a gadol, a full-fledged adult who's capable of intimacy in the fullest sense of the word, but in a shomeris yavam situation where she's waiting for the yavam, he does not entitle her to eat. So what is the point of the Mishnah when it features the yavam who's a ben teisha shanim v'yom echad? As we go on in the Gemara, you'll notice we have diamonds, and on the side of the Gemara we have a nosei mivne heading, a topic heading with a structural note, hesberim. These represent explanations, laha dekotoni b'mishne, to explain the Mishnah statement that ben teisha shanim v'yom echad. What is the Mishnah driving at? What is the point in mentioning this in the list of those that are poislin v'loi ma'achilin? Another marking appears, a volcano shape or trapezoid, and if you skim down the page you'll notice one of them highlights the word biyavam and the next word highlights the word psulim. These are markings that are, we call them a simun, a marking, we'll have lit to highlight hahevdel, the distinction bein pirusham shel Abaye v'Rava. Abaye is the first one to explain the Mishnah, and then Rava, and you'll notice that these shapes highlight the main point of difference. So Omar Abaye, Hacha, and note by the way, we have a long marking here. Hacha biyavam ben teisha shanim v'yomechad, where the emphasis here is on the ein ma'achilin, the yavam who is 9 years old in the day does not enable the Yavama to partake of Truma. And we're talking about a ben teisha shanim v'yomechad habo al yivimta. We've dashed underline habo means there was intimacy. This is in distinction to what we were thinking before when we introduced the issue. Here this is a change. The Yavam had intimacy. The 9-year-old and a day had intimacy with the widow of his deceased brother. We're talking Abayivimto Askinan. We're talking about that. The Midoraisa Kanyole. On a Torah level, there is acquisition. In other words, Kanyole, the bond is formed. The marriage is established. This Yibo marriage is established on a Torah level. Now, when a male adult kohen marries a woman, so he enables her, even if she's not from a kohen family, he enables her to eat truma. Here we have a bond that's formed on a Torah level, and yet the Mishnah is telling us, according to Abaye, that the Yavam ben Teisha is not going to enable her, even though he's a kohen, he does not enable her, the woman, the widow, to partake of truma. Salka daitoch amina. I would have thought, without the Mishnah, since on a Torah level there is a bond, there is acquisition, there's a consummation of the marriage, and that is a function of his intimacy having a significant legal status. Amo, I would have thought, loichil. Loichil comes from the word ochil or ochal, that he would enable her to eat. Komash malon, the Mishnah reveals to us that osu bias benteisha shanim v'yomechod kemaimer begodol, that the halachic status, and this is a rabbinic intervention, that the Rabbonin say that the intimacy conducted by a 9-year-old male has the status of Mimer. Mimer is where a Yavam gives money to the Yavama, which has only significance on a rabbinic level. On a Torah level, it has no significance. There's a Rashi across from here, Habo al Yavim, the Ilu Godol. If it was an adult Yavam, Hava Achli, he would have enabled her to eat. Vashminan Rabusa, and the Mishnah reveals to us a new point. The Afagav, the Biyaso Biya, even though his intimacy is considered having a legal status of intimacy, Loi Machil, he does not enable her to eat from Truma. Upoislim Dikotani, if you have the Mishnah readily available at the bottom lower part of Samach Zayin Omid Aleph, Samach Zayin Omid Beis, so the Mishnah used the term right after this phrase. It said in the Mishnah, Benteisha Shem V'Yachad, Poislim V'lo Machilin, that word Upoislim, that's in the Mishnah, Dikotoni, Bamasnis, Bimasnisan, Ashora Koi. It's going on the other examples that preceded the Benation of Yemechod, namely, Aubar, Vyavam, Belobia, Ve'erusin, Ve'cherish, Avol Ben Teisha, Lonokat Le'ela, Mishum, Ve'ein Machilin. The point of teaching Ben Teisha Me'achod was to tell me that even though his bia, his intimacy, is considered of significance on a rabbinic level, he does not enable her to eat from truma. We continue in the Gemara. Amar le Rava. So Rava attacks Abaye's explanation. Ihachi seifa dekotani, in the seifa of our Mishnah, it said, Sofek ben teisha shana v'yomechad, Sofek she'eno. Hashta, once you say this pshat, Hashta vadai ben teisha lo ma'achil, Sofek mibaya. The seifa at this point is understood as telling me that if there's a child who you don't know for sure if he's 9 years old in a day, that he is not ma'achil. Well, if you're telling me now that a child who is definitely 9 years old in a day, when you talk about a Sufik ben Teisha Me'echad, you're telling me maybe he's not even 9 years old in a day. And the Mishnah would seem to be telling me in the Seifa that he's not Ma'achil. Well, if you're going to use Abaye's Pshat, you're basically saying even if he's a known 9 years old in a day, he's even older than what the Sufik would have indicated. He's definitely 9 years old in a day, that he is not Machil. So we'll read that line again in the Gemara. Hashta vadei ben teisha lo Machil, Sufik mimaya. Once you tell me that a definite 9 year old in a day is not Machil b'truma, certainly the Sufik won't be able to. So, as far as Rava is concerned, there's a problem with Abaye's pshat because the sefer is hard to understand. Elo Omar Rava, Beven Teisha Shana V'Yamechad, Dehanach Psulim Katoni, DePasli BeBiyosan. The case of Ben Teisha Shana V'Yamechad has nothing to do with a Yavam. It's rather a child who's 9 years old in a day who is one of the Psulim that are taught in the Mishnah. Rashi says psulim kagon mamzer v'nosin. Those are cases. Maybe we will just be a little more accurate. They're not taught specifically in our Mishnah, but these are people that are unfit for a woman to marry. A mamzer, a Nosin. Nosin is from a nation of people whose conversion wasn't really an acceptable conversion. Umishum Poislim, Rashi continues, Umishum Poislim Nokat Le. The Mishnah had spoken about different examples, the Ubar and the Yovam at the beginning of the Mishnah, and also mentioned Bentei Shem Mechon. These are Poislim. It's taught for that. The Lo Machilin, the Hemshech, the continuation of the Mishnah that said Lo Machilin, that phrase Lo Aben Teisha Koi, it's not going on the 9 year old Elo Ashara, it's going on the other cases, the Ubar, the Yavam, the Erusin, and the Cheresh. In those cases we say they're not Machilin. We continue, we turn back to the Gemara. So Rava tells us that the Mishnah's citation of Ben Teisha Shana V'Yamechad as being poislim, this it deals with 9 year old mamzers and nesinim. The Gemara continues. We read the Hanach Psulim Kotani, the Pasli Bibiosan. As a result of intimacy with these kind of people, the woman is rendered unfit. And as we said, it's taught in the Mishnah, this line of Uben Teish Shana V'Mechel is taught because of their poislin characteristic. Of course, they're not going to be ma'afil, but that's not what the Mishnah's agenda is at this point. Uchidisanya. Ben Teish Shana V'Mechel, Ger Amoni Umoavi, Mitzri V'Domi, Kusi Nosin Cholol Umamzer. These are a list of people that are all problematic. They cannot marry into the rank and file of the Jewish people. So, Sheboal, Chehenes Leviv Israelis, Poslua. If any of these people, that are even 9 years old in a day, that had intimacy with a Jewess that has a pure background, so they render her unfit. Rashi says, Poslua. In Bas Kayin, if she's a Kayin's daughter, what do we mean Pastua? It means Minha Truma. She can't eat any more from the Truma of her father's house. And if she's a Leviya of Yisraelis, they would render her unfit, the Leviya or the Yisraelis, to marry a Kohen at some time in the future. Question. The continuation of the Mishnah found in Daf Samach Teslamet Aleph, it says, Im Einon Ru'uyin Lovol Bai Bi Yisrael Hare Elu Poislin. If they're not fit to marry into the Jewish people, so they render the woman that they are with, the Jewish woman, they render her unfit. The Gemara continues with a spelling out the question, Michlal, from this it would seem, de Resha Lav Bipsulim Askinon. If the Seifa features the Psulim, so the Resha then was talking about something else. The Gemara says no. The Resha is in fact talking about Psulim. Simply Resha Psule Kohol, Seifa Psule Kahuna. The Resha, namely our Mishnah, is referring to people that are possible to marry any Jew. And as we saw before, like a Mamzer, a Nosin, the Seifa that says, if that Roy Lofo be Israel, the word be Israel is a little tricky. Be Israel means really the Kahuna, and Rashi makes a point of this. If they're not fit to marry into the Kahuna, so their intimacy, a person who fits into that category as being unfit to marry into the kahuna, so their intimacy would result in poislim. When we make reference to psule kahuna, so that refers to people that a man, for example, that's a cholol, that he is a person whose father was a Kohen who married a divorcee. He, the son, is called a cholol, and he's unfit to marry into the kuna. So if he has relations and with a Jewish, with a regular kosher woman, he will render her unfit. And if she was a Bas Kohen, he'll render her unfit to participate, to partake of Truma. And Rashi spells this out, Seifa Psule Kuna Cholol. The Afagav de Kotoni She'enon Rui Lovo Bi Yisrael. And now a Cholol is in fact, yes, Roi Lovo Bi Yisrael. He is fit to marry a regular woman from the Jewish rank and file. But nevertheless, the Mishnah that says that even though those are that are not Roy Lovel B'Yisrael, Lo Mayri Elo B'Kahuna, it's really talking about the realm of Kehanim. De Me Resha Hava Mina Psule Kolhu. From the Resha, I would think that we're talking about people unfit to marry into the Jewish people, the Pasli. Avo Bias Chololo, but I wouldn't have known that the intimacy with a Cholo would render her unfit. Lo Chitoni Seifa Mishni Yisera Lashmin Cholo. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches me what otherwise would appear to be a redundancy, but it's to bring out this point that psule kahuna, men who are unfit as far as they're being considered kohanim. As we said before, they're a cholol. Their intimacy with a woman will render her unfit. Gufa. Here the Gemara quotes that which was mentioned before in passing, and now we focus on it. Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yoim Echad, a boy that is 9 years and a day. Ger Amoni Umoavi Mitzri V'Domi Kusi Nosin Cholol Umamzer. These are a list of different people that are not to marry into the Jewish to marry a Jew. Shebo al kohenes levi of Yisraelis. If any of these, a convert from Ammon Umoav, from Egypt, from Edom, a Kusi and Nosin, these are people whose conversion to Judaism is held in question. A Cholol and Mamzer. A Cholol, we should point out, is someone that is allowed to marry into the Jewish people, but he's not. If he marries a woman, he will let's say affect her kohen truma status. And a mamzer is a person also who, though he is Jewish, but he cannot marry into the rank and file Jewish people. If any of these shebo, that intimacy al kohenis levi of Yisraelis, that have intimacy with a Kohenis is a woman who comes from a house of Kohanim, or a Leviya Yisraelis. These are women that have a pure Jewish background. Posluha. They have rendered her unfit. There's Rashi explains in greater detail. Posluha. We have a little star at the Rashi that we're looking at about 8-9 lines up from the bottom. Posluha Kohenis Mitruma Debe Nosha. Umin Hakuna. If she's a woman that comes from a house of Kohanim, so their intimacy will render her unfit to partake of Truma from her father's house, and they will render her unfit to marry a Kohen. Levi of Israelis, Min Hakuna. With regard to Levi Israelis that don't eat Truma anyway, they are, however, rendered unfit to marry a Kohen by, as a result of the intimacy with these aforementioned individuals. The source continues, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now what we're going to have is Rabbi Yossi, and he's followed by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. They say comments that appear maybe a bit cryptic. Nevertheless, the Gemara will deal with them, will analyze them later on. So we'll just translate and wait for the Gemara to deal with it on Daf Samach Tes. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Kol Shezaro Posel Posel. Anyone whose offspring are unfit, so they will render a woman unfit. Kol She'ein Zaro Posel, anyone whose children are not unfit, Eino Posel, so their intimacy will not render the woman unfit. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol She'atanoisei Bito, Atanoisei Almanosoi. If you can marry this individual's daughter, then marriage to his almona will not render then his almona is fit to marry the kahuna. Kol she'enata noise bito, if you cannot marry the individual's daughter, so then iata noise almanosoi, then you would not be allowed to marry his almona. Again, that is cryptic, and we'll wait, Mirza Shem, for the Gemara to elaborate on that. Now, we have on the side a topic heading, a no say, and we also indicate that this goes till Daf Samach Tesam Aleph. Makoros Debias Posul Posel. These are sources that intimacy with someone who was unfit can render the woman with whom he had the intimacy unfit. And when we speak about unfit, we're talking about Lachilas Truma, for a Bas Kohen, a Levia, and Yisraelis. We also will speak about Linose Lekahuna, to marry into the Kahuna, for a Bas Kohen. a Levi of Yisraelis. As we go through the Gemara, we'll notice the Mivneh, the structural note, features the house marking, which will be appearing in two alternating directions, indicating a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of a give and take type structure. The house with the point facing up, that will represent responses. The inverted house will represent a question. So the Gemara, after asking Minohani Mili, from where do we know that Bias Posul is Posel? From where do we know that? So the Gemara answers, Amrav Yud Amarav, Amar Krop, Ubas Kohen Kisia Leish Zor. And the pasuk goes on to say, we wrote this between the lines, He Bechumas HaKodoshim Lo Sohel. The pasuk says that the daughter of a Kohen, when she marries an Ish Zar, so she cannot partake of Chumas HaKodoshim. Kevan Shinivala LePosula Posla. Once she has relations with someone who is unfit, so she becomes unfit. The Gemara asks, Hi, Miboyale, this pasuk is needed for something else. Dika Omer Rachmona, it's telling us, Bas Kohen, the mitzvah lezar, lo sechul. A Bas Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, who as such was accustomed to eating truma of her father's house, when she marries a zar, in this case zar means a non-Kohen, she stops eating. So the pasuk isn't describing the woman herself becoming unfit, but rather it's describing the halacha that a girl who was used to eating truma from her father's house, when she marries a non-Kohen, she stops eating the truma, but nothing to do with her becoming unfit. The Gemara responds, Ahi mi vishova el beis ovia kinurea mi lechem ovia tochel nafka. The point of a girl having married a non-Kohen, a zar, stopping truma eating is learned from this other pasuk, vishova el beis ovia. And the Gemara explains, the Hesper, mi dekoma rachmona vishova el beis ovia tochel, from the fact that the pasuk says that she goes back to her father's house to continue to resume eating truma, michlal de meikora lo achla. That shows us that when she was not in her father's house, when she was married to a non-Kohen, that she was not eating. We should simply point out that this other pasuk begins with the words Ubas Kohen. We have this on the side of the Gemara. You can see Ubas Kohen Kisiel Mona Ugrusha Vizera Ela, a daughter of a Kohen, when she becomes a widow or is divorced and she has no children from that husband, then Vishovel Beisovia Kinuram Lechem Via Tochel, then she goes back to her father's house to eat from the Truma. So we see that when she was married to a non Kohen, she was not eating. The Gemara asks, "E mehahi, if I'm going to be relying on the Vashava pasuk, have amina, I would have thought lav habo michlal asay equals asay. The pasuk there is stated in the positive. She shall go back to her father's house. And we concluded from that when she's not in her father's house, namely she's married to a czar, so she doesn't eat. That's called a lav, a negative, that is inferred from a positive. That has a positive status. That it's considered an asay. Therefore, kosav rachmona hai lelav. So I need our original pasuk yud beis of ubas kohen kisel yizar I b'trumas hakodesh lo sochel for the negative of that. And if so, so then I don't have a source for the woman herself becoming psula as a result of intimacy with someone unfit. The Gemara answers, lav, as far as you're concerned for a negative command, by the way, just to mention parenthetically that the last question was such, well, that's fine as far as an asay is concerned, but what about the lav? Very often when we see mitzvahs that are stated only in the positive, we know that if it is violated, so there is no punishment for it, no, let's say, court-ordained punishment. So very often the Gemara will be looking for, is there a negative as well? With the appearance of a negative, that will enable the court to issue lashes. Hence, the Gemara was interested in saying that the issue of a woman who is married to a non-Kohen would get lashed if she, even though she's a Bas Kohen, if she eats from Truma. The Gemara answers anyway that as far as if you're looking for a lav, that is learned mivchol zar lo yoichal kodesh nafka. So I would have a source from this other pasuk, vichol zar, leaving available my opening pasuk of pasuk yud beis ubas kohen kiseh yishar as a source for the woman herself becoming psula, the source we were looking for. The Gemara asks, though, hahu mi boyale legufei. This pasuk that says vichol zar lo yochal kodesh is not needed for some other halacha, meaning that a woman who's a bas kohen who marries a zar cannot eat from truma. That's needed for itself, for a real zar, a straightforward non kohen is also in eating truma. But as far as the bas kohen who is herself not really a zara, I would need my opening pasuk to tell me that when she's married to a non-Kohen, she cannot eat from Truma. And if that be the case, I lose my source for the idea of the woman herself becoming Psula as a result of intimacy with someone forbidden. The Gemara says, no, I still can free up our original pasuk. Trey, v'chol, zar, ksiv. I have two, and Rashi mentions the two psukim that the Gemara just mentioned. One is pasuk yud, and you have in another pasuk that Rashi mentions. Anyway, we have sources for the truma eating prohibition. The Gemara asks, "V'akati, but still mi boyale l'chi Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, the Yom Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, v'chol zar, zorus amarti loch v'loy aninus." I actually am using up my v'chol zar psukim for I need one for Rabbi Yosi's teaching. And if that be the case, so then my original pasuk is not available for teaching me about the bas, that the woman becomes rendered posel by intimacy with someone who is unfit. Now, what's Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina's teaching? That it states that there is truma prohibition for someone who is a non-kohen for a zar, but not for a kohen that happens to experience aninus. Aninus is a situation where a close relative died and it hasn't been buried yet during that time period before, from between death and burial. So there are areas that there is restriction. Not so in the case of eating of truma. A zar cannot eat truma, but an onain is allowed to eat truma. The Gemara answers, to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that particular halacha of the inference, zar no, but an onain yes, is min zar v'chol zar nafka. The vav, v'chol, the vav is a basis for darshaning Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina's halacha, and hence it's accounted for, and I don't need to resort to my original pasuk for truma restrictions, but rather, as we said, it would be a source for a woman who had intimacy with a pasul that she would become unfit. Question: Vakati mi boya le lichadisanya, but I still need the original pasuk uvas koyin kisya lishzar for something else, which says, the source says, Kishi chozeres, chozeres l'truma, v'eino chozeres l'chozev eshok. When we speak about a woman going back to her father's house, we speak about her going back to resume truma eating, but she can no longer eat from sacrifices, the portions that are given to Kehanim from sacrifices offered in the Beis HaMikdash, that she does not resume eating. the Rashi says, Vakati, we're looking at Rashi on the third narrow line, Vakati hai de bas kohen kisia, miboyale, le likuchen gemurin. It's not for the bia, the intimacy of someone puzzled, but it's a reference to a woman who had a likuchen gemurin, a full-fledged kosher marriage, lashminan kishi chazeres lebeis avia, b'misas habal, v'zera ein law. She goes back as a result of her non-kohen husband dying, and she leaves no children. She doesn't go back to eating from the portions of sacrifices, the chazav ashok, the breast meat and the leg meat that is given to kohanim from shlomim sacrifices. In contrast to her other unmarried sisters, that a Kohen and his entire family, including his daughters, do eat from those things, but not the daughter of a Kohen who had married a kosher marriage and her husband died. She does not go back to Chazav Ashok. So our question right now is, I still need my opening pasuk of Ubas Kohen Kiseh Lish Zor for this particular halacha. V'yomar Rav Chisda Maravina bar Rav Shilo, my craw. What is the pasuk for this? That when she goes back to her father's house, she does not resume chazav ashok eating. D'chtivu v'as kain kisel yishzor he b'tshumas hakadoshim lo sochel. Our opening pasuk, which we learn from that, lo sochel b'murom min hakadoshim. The pasuk has said trumas hakadoshim. Trumas hakadoshim means, truma means something that is raised from kodesh, from sacrifices, that which is separated from sacrifices and given to kohanim. From that, she shall not eat. So I lose my source for the original issue that we were looking for, namely that a woman who becomes who has intimacy with someone who is unfit, which is pasul, she becomes pasul. The Gemara answers, Im kein, lichtoiv kro, he bekadoshim lo sochel. If the pasuk was simply trying to tell us that the woman who goes back, the bas kohen who goes back to her father's house, doesn't eat from the sacrificial portions, it could have said he bekodoshim lo socha, my betrumas hakodoshim. There's an extra word here, trumas hakodoshim. Shamis mino tarti. This enables us to learn both points. Number one, the issue of the chazav ashok, that she does not continue resume eating, and also that bias posel posel, that a intimacy with someone who is unfit to, as we mentioned, the list of those that were unfit, if they have intimacy with her, they render her unfit as well. She won't be able to, a woman that had intimacy with one of them will not be able to eat truma or marry into the kahuna. The Gemara asks, Akati, that is Ashkechon Kohenes. The pasuk that we have been relying on speaks about a bas kohen. So that would tell us that a daughter of a kohen is rendered unfit. Levia v'Yisraelis minolon. From where do we know that a non bas kohen, called a regular kosher Jewish woman that has relations, has intimacy with someone who's unfit, that it renders them unfit into marrying the kahuna? Where do we learn that from? The Gemara says, Kid Omar Rabbi Abba Omar Rav, as Rabbi Abba Omar Rav says, Bas Ubas, that you focus on the vav of that word. Hachanami, here too you have Bas Ubas. The vav of Ubas Kohen serves to include the Levi of Israelis. The Gemara asks, Keman Rabbi Akiva? The Dorish Vavin, is this entire halacha then based only on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who pays attention to the Vavim, who sees the Vav as the basis of drushes, of learning new halachas? Is this then limited to we'll call it a single opinion? The Gemara says, no, Afilu Temo Rabbonon, even according to the Rabbonon, we will derive this particular halacha. Why? Kule Ubas Pro Yaseirahu. The entire Ubas, it's not just the Vav, but the entire word is extra. Rashi says, Kule Ubas Pro Yaseiru, Dahog Siv Liel Mine. Before it had spoken about a kohen ki yikne nefesh v'chalev yilid beso, the pasuk already referred to those that are born from the household of a kohen. U'motzi l'michtav abasrei, it would have been sufficient to write v'chisiya l'ishzar, when she, meaning the girl from the house of a kohen, marries an ishzar. Therefore, the whole word ubas didn't need to be written, and it was. So this enables even the rabbonan to darshan that the halacha of bias posel, posel, is not limited to benois kohen, to the daughters of Canaan, but includes levi of Yisraelis as well. Ashkechon l'truma. So technically speaking, even though in our commentary before we were imprecise, here the Gemara says that so far this posuk is talking about eating, so that refers to truma. It doesn't refer, as we mistakenly said before, the kahuna. The pasuk refers to truma, le kahuna menolan. From where do we know that a woman that had intimacy with someone who was unfit renders her unfit to marry into the kahuna? So the Gemara answers, this point was alluded to earlier. Now, this particular section of Gemara has its own marking. You see on the side, the Mivneh, there's a triangle that appears in alternating directions. It's a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track of the back and forth style, with the point facing up, that will be a response. The inverted triangle will be a rejection. So, in responding to this question of kahuna menolon, the Gemara answers. Before, did we not mention that we're including Levi of Yisraelis? Otu Levi of Yisraelis? Lo le kahuna marbinon lehu? When we made reference before, we said Ubas Kohen comes to include the Levi of Yisraelis. Regarding what? Levi of Yisraelis don't eat from Truma. They don't come from households where Truma was eaten. So when we were including them, were we not, in fact, including them that they are, when they become pasul, they become pasul in terms of marrying into the kahuna? So that was already sourced. So let's read this in the Gemara. Atu Levi of Yisraelis lo lekuna marbina lehu. When we spoke about including theirs, Levi of Yisraelis before, and that's where you have the arrow on the side in order to see, to point out where that was mentioned, just a few lines up. We were including them with regard to marrying into the kuna. Dila truma, because if you were to think that our inclusion of Levi of Yisraelis was for truma eating, Benos, Mechal, Truma, Ninu, are they able to eat Truma in the first place? We wouldn't describe the Levi of Yisraelis as becoming rendered unfit for Truma eating when they were never fit for Truma eating in the first place. The Gemara asks, Aloma lo? Why not? Why not say, in fact, that the reference before to Levi of Yisraelis was that the Bias Pasul renders her unfit for Truma consumption? And you'll say, well, she never ate from Truma in the first place. That's not true. Mishkachas la, dik'ochle b'shvil b'na. You can have a situation where a woman, non-Kayin woman, a Levi of Israelis, let's say she married a Kohen, kosher marriage, married a Kohen, and she had a child from the Kohen, and the Kohen husband died, but she had a child from the Kohen. The Torah provides for this mother, who's a Levi of Yisraelis, to eat truma, because the pasuk speaks about zera ein la, where a woman where there was no children. But if there are children, she's entitled to eat the truma as a result of having been married once to a Kohen and producing children from him. So the teaching that we have above might very well be telling me that a woman like that, if she has intimacy with an unfit individual, with a pasul, she loses her truma rights. So we don't see any source regarding the woman herself becoming puzzled with regard to marrying into the kahuna. The Gemara responds, Bishvil bina, as far as the issue of being affected by bias puzzle and eating of truma because she happened to have a child from a kohen, that is learned from another place. I don't need ubas for that. The above limud of ubas, in fact, is what we are looking for. And as far as the eating of truma because of child, that can be derived through kal v'chomer. Uma kohenes. Mind you, a kohenes who has inherent kahuna sanctity, she eats because of her inherent sanctity. The intimacy with someone that's unfit ruins her, disqualifies her. A Levi of Israel has less of a truma connection. Her only connection is because she had a child from a kohen. She doesn't have this kedusha denafsha. She doesn't have this inherent sanctity. Certainly, then the bias posel will render her unfit for truma eating. So, if this be true, then if I could rely on this kal v'chomer, so then the ubas limud up from above can be the source for bias posel pasels le kahuna. Pasels renders her unfit to marry into a kohen. The Gemara says, no, you can't rely on this kal v'chomer. Vehi hanosenis, this very source or point that you're relying on begs the issue. Vehi hanosenis is an expression meaning it begs the issue. Kehenes de kodesh gufa poselop. It's actually because she has inherent sanctity that the bias posel will posel her. In other words, we can say she's more sensitive. She's holier. The holier one is, the more liable to ruination, to disqualification they are. So because she has kedushas aguf, she becomes the bas kohen becomes unfit for truma eating because of the bias posel. Oh, the lo kodesh gufa lo posel la. But if I were, I wouldn't know on my own through kal v'chomer regarding a levi of yisraelis. Therefore, the posuk is needed. Ubas kohen would be needed to posel the levi yisraelis from truma. So I don't have a source then for kahuna, where we had dashed underlined above. By the Roman numeral number 2. I don't have a source for that anymore. So here the Gemara introduces, this is the second approach. We were relying before on the attempt to learn from Ubas. So here we come with a new approach. Ela likahuna kal v'chomer migrusha. The idea that a bias posel will posel a bas kohen from marrying into the kuna can be learned through kal v'chomer logic from grusha, from a divorcee. Uma grusha shimuteres betruma asur l'kuna. A woman who is divorced from a kosher marriage, she's divorced, she goes back, if she's a bas kohen, she goes back to her father's house, and that's when she's muteres betruma. Or in general, that's, let's say that again, that a bas kohen who is divorced, she is muteres betruma, but once she's divorced, she cannot marry a kohen anymore. Zu she'asura betruma, the woman who was nivala l'posel, someone who had intimacy with someone that's unfit, Eino din, it's obvious, it's all the more so shepsula l'kahuna. The Gemara asks, can you use kal v'chomer logic to derive a prohibition? V'chi mazhirin min hadin, the expression min hadin means kal v'chomer logic. Mazhirin is an expression that means a negative command? Can I derive a prohibition through Kal Vachomer logic? As far as rules of Talmudic learning are concerned, Ein mazhirin min adin. We don't derive new prohibitions from Kal Vachomer logic. The Gemara says here it's really not Kal Vachomer logic, it's Gilui Milsa B'Alma Hu. The Rashi explains Gilui Milsa B'Alma Hu V'lav Melach Minei Alfinon Lav Likuno Mitrumo. It's not as if we're deriving a negative command regarding marrying the kahuna from the eating of truma. Rather, the memela, it's simply a logical byproduct. Kevon the ifsala la truma, since she has become rendered unfit for truma, ifsala la kahuna. Part and parcel makes her unfit to the kahuna. The truma, hainu kedushas kahuna, the inability to consume truma is simply a reflection of kahuna sanctity. So someone who is rendered unfit for the eating of truma, it follows from that they cannot marry into the kahuna. We have a bracketed section, and there's an explanation on the side where there's a star. Achrei Shagamora Motzokan Moker Lubias Posel Posel Bas Kohen Mikahuna. Now that the Gemara has found a source for intimacy with someone unfit, renders the daughter of a Kohen unfit to marry into the Kuna, Achrea Sograim, after the bracketed section, Agamora Mamshicho Levarer Mawa Moker Shibias Posel Posel Levi of Israelis Minakuna. From where do I know that the intimacy with a posel would render a Leviya and Yisraelis as well unfit to marry into the Kuna? So up till this point, the Gemara is focusing on a Bas Kohen. And that certainly was the case with regard to the Kal Vachomer that we just saw. Kal Vachomer, which the Gemara really describes as Gilui Milsa B'Alma, a simple a revelation of information as opposed to Kal Vachomer. Nevertheless, it's derived from this point. Someone who is Mutter in Truma becomes Usher in the Kuna. Who are we describing there? We're describing a Bas Kohen. So the Bas Kohen, when she has... when she becomes unfit to truma as a result of intimacy with someone who is posel, so certainly she becomes unfit to the kuna. And now, just to review the obvious, the issue of her becoming unfit to truma as a result of a bias posel, this we derived earlier from the ubas extra word. Okay, so now having mentioned the superstructure of the Gemara, within the brackets, our comment on the side reads, "Besorcha sograim agmor mevareres mi nechshav posel kedei lifsol bebioso." Who is considered posel to render or to disqualify a woman as a result of their intimacy? So just again, take a bird's eye view of the Gemara. If you skip to the third line from the top on Samach Tesom and Aleph, you will notice the Gemara says Ashkechon Kohenes. We found a source regarding a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, the V of Israel's Menolan. From where do we know that the intimacy with someone who is posel will render a Levi of Israel's unfit to marry into the Kahuna? That having been said, we can now go into the bracketed section. V'emah, why not say nivala l'posela equals chayve krisus? We had seen a list of people that were considered unfit, and we saw this in a Tanaic source. It mentioned a person who reaches 9 years in a day, and that means he's capable of intimacy. If he's a Ger, Ammoni, or Moavi, Mitzri, Adomi, Kusi, this all we saw this on Samach Chesom and Aleph. And if they have intimacy with the Kehenes Levi Israelis, we said they render unfit. And we, in the course of our discussion, we saw unfit for eating truma if she's a Bas Kohen. Well, all of those people that were in the list, though they're forbidden, if one does have intimacy with them, it does not result in the serious kores punishment. It's a negative. There's a negative command in most of the cases. In the case of Mitzri Adomi, it's an issue of violating a positive command, but it's not any more serious than something that would deserve lashing. The Gemara here is suggesting maybe Nivala Laposala really is Chaive Krisus, people with whom intimacy would result in a Kores punishment. So that would mean that a brother and sister, let's say the daughter of a Kohen, has intimacy with her own brother. Now that's Chaive Kores. Maybe that's the kind of intimacy that would render her or disqualify her. The Gemara says, no, that can't be the explanation of the Pasuk, because in the Pasuk we saw Ki Siyeh Omar Rachmona. Ki Siyeh, the word, that verb form, Ki Siyeh, when she will be, the verb form of Ki Siyeh indicates bonding, the fusing together of a relationship, which is not the case when you have chiyuvei krisus. That means a brother cannot marry the sister. If a brother offers money in exchange for his sister's approval of marriage, nothing takes hold. They wouldn't need a get, let's say a divorce document, to break them up. Let's read this in the Gemara. Ki siyeh omar rachmona hanoch deis bu havaya. Those kind of people, those kind of forbidden people, that the marriage bond can be established. When we say can be, means it. If done, it takes hold. Doesn't mean that it's allowed. Chayve krisus lav b'nei havaya. But when you're dealing with intimacy with someone that would result in a kores punishment, the marriage bond doesn't even take hold. Therefore, the pasuk cannot be talking about chivei kores, but rather isurei lav, people that are forbidden only to the tune of a negative command. The Gemara asks, "Well, I hachi oive kechavim v'eved lo lifsalu." Intimacy with an idol worshipper, with a Gentile, or with a slave, should not render a woman unfit. Why? Because by them, there's no havaya. If contrary to maybe what a very common notion amongst people today, as we're making this recording, intermarriage, from a Jewish perspective, is a non-marriage. There's no bonding that takes place. In other words, if a couple that are intermarried, one is Jewish and one is not Jewish, you don't need a halachic get, a divorce document that the halacha requires in general for couples to break up. They just walk away from one another. And here we're not dealing in the course of our shiur with secular government requirements. It's not part of the Torah. But when you're dealing with, from the Torah perspective, an intermarried couple, that's an oivid kichovim, or an eved is a slave, that kind of marriage between a full-fledged Jew and a Gentile or a slave, since there's no havaya, according to the rules that we're saying now, they should not render a woman unfit. And yet, we know that they are. The woman is rendered unfit. In other words, if you just imagine for a moment a Jewish girl on a college campus that happens to be free with her body and has intimacy with a Gentile, might be a very nice fellow and all, but still intimacy is strictly forbidden, Jew and Gentile. And she does do that. That girl cannot becomes rendered unfit, is disqualified from the matters regarding to kahuna, to priesthood. And a person who knows that he is a Kohen, he has to be very careful when it comes to choosing a mate. A girl that had intimacy with a Gentile is not fit to marry a Kohen. So, but the Gemara is asking, but those individuals don't create a marriage bond to begin with, so maybe they shouldn't render her unfit according to the rules that we are saying now. The Gemara says, answers, Hanoch Pasli Midi Rabbi Shmuel, that an Oivet Kichavim and Eved render a woman unfit to Kohen related matters, that is learned from another source, from Rabbi Shmuel. The Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin Oivet Kichavim ve'Eved, Sheboal Bas Yisrael, Vial Kohenes, Ulavio Sheposlua. From where do we know that a non Jew, whether it be a Gentile or a slave, that had bo abasir means has intimacy, they have a one night fling, they do something in a back room in a party, and you can imagine any one of those scenarios that, in all due respect, one thing one has to be very clear on is that that girl is no longer allowed to the kahuna. From where do we know that? And by the way, this doesn't mean, this you can see from the Gemara, it's not referring only to a girl that's a bas kohen. All Jewish girls are subject to this restriction. Shenemar ubas kohen kisia almona ugrusha. The pasuk goes on to say, we have on the side the continuation of the pasuk, v'zera ein lo v'shovel beis aviyah kinurah milechem aviyah tochel v'chol zar lo yochal boi. And we learn from this, mi sheyesh lo almonas v'gerushin bo, what kind of girl goes back to eating truma? It's a kind of girl that had been with a man through whom we would establish her as either an almona or a grush. Almona means she'd be considered a widow if he dies, or she'd be considered a divorcee if he divorces her. Well, those are all kinds of people that the marital bond takes hold. However, the concept of a get, of a Gentile man giving a get, that's not one of the mitzvahs that Gentiles have. Yotsu oived kichavim ve'eved, to the exclusion of an oived kichavim ve'eved, she'ein lo almonus ve'gerushin. These concepts don't apply to an intermarried couple. So that the pasuk says, what kind of girl goes back to eating truma? The kind of girl that was with a man that could create the almona or gerushin status. A man who doesn't create an almona or grusha status, so she would be disqualified from kahuna matters. The Gemara continues, as we indicated earlier, Ashkechon Kohenes, and Rashi's kind enough at the very top to help us continue. He says, Ashkechon Kohenes de posil lo eved. We see from here that the bias posil would posil a Kohenes. Levi of Yisraelis Minolon, we should point out that the pasuk that was cited that we just had in the brackets spoke about the bas kohen. So, what about a Levi of Israelis? The more answers, Kida Omar Rabbi Abba Marav bas ubas. We saw that Rabbi Abba darshened the word ubas earlier. So here in this pasuk as well, we have that word, ubas. The thinking right now is, it's the drush is focusing on the vav. The Gemara therefore asks, as we asked earlier, Keman, Kerabi Akiva, the Dorish Vavi, is this halacha then bound or established only by Rabbi Akiva, but the Rabbanan would not agree Gemara says, not so. Afilu temo rabbonon, even the rabbonon would agree. Kula ubas pro yaseirahu. The whole word ubas is extra. It didn't need to be written. The Rashi points out why that is the case, because right before this pasuk, this by the way was pasuk Yud Gimel. We saw in pasuk Yud Beis, which was just before it, the pasuk spoken about a ubas kohen. So that we know who we're talking about when you get to pasuk Yud Gimel. Every now and then in our Gemara markings recordings, I discover in the course of the actual shiur a point that needs to be clarified, or in this case corrected. It's a structural note that we made earlier, I believe at this point needs to be undone. Earlier we had mentioned the bracketed section that started from several lines up from the bottom of Omid Beis, of Samaches Omid Beis, ending at the second line from the top here. But I think in retrospect, because of Rashi's one word that he adds at the top, Rashi Ashkan Kehenes, the Posil Lo Eved, that shows me that really the Gemara was continuing its simple back and forth discussion where we had after the Gemara had said on Samaches Omid Beis Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, the Gemara then had suggested that maybe Nival al Apostol means Chai Ve'Krisus. The Gemara says, well, the Pasuk says Kisiyeh, indicating that those that Pasul are only B'nai Havaya, as opposed to Chayvei Krisus, which are not B'nai Havaya. Then the Gemara asked, and all of this we learned, and we learned it basically correctly, but the Gemara continued without any need for skipping sections. The Gemara then said, well, what about Oyvei Kichavim and Eved? Those are not B'nai Havaya. So the Gemara answers, as far as that Oyvei Kichavim and Eved render a woman unfit, that is learned from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel cited the Pasuk, it was Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ubas Kain Kisiyal Mono Grusha, a man through whom a woman's status of Almono Grusha could be established, to the exclusion of an Oyved Kechavim or Eved that don't create that status of Almono Sugerishin. We know that an Eved or a Goy, a Gentile, does not give a get, so they're not associated with Almono Sugerishin. However, the Gemara then asked three lines from the top of Samach Tesamet Aleph, well, that's fine and good as far as a Kehenes that is Nifsala through the intimacy with an Eved or an Ovid Kechavim, because the Pasuk that was cited was Ubas Kehen. What about a Levi Yisraelis Minolon that they become through an Eved and Ovid Kechavim? So the Gemara answered, based on Rabbi Abba's drosha of Pasuk Yud Beis, where the word Ubas was darshan, so in Pasuk Yud Gimel, which is the source for the psul of Eved Ovid Kechavim, the Ubas word appears. So I hope that this clarifies the imprecision that we had before. I hope that's okay. So my apologies for this digression, but nevertheless, we pick up the Gemara here on Samach Tes Omed Aleph, seven lines from the top. The Gemara asks, V'eimo, an alternative suggestion. Mi sheyesh lo almonus v'gerushin ba, regarding people like that, so people who do establish the almonus status through their death, or gerushin through their divorcing her, ki les le zera kochla, when she has no children through him, so then she goes back to her father's house and resumes the eating of truma. Ki is le zera, when there are children from them, lo ochla. So then she wouldn't resume eating. However, Misha'ein lo almonus v'gerushin ba, someone like an eved or ovik v'chavim that doesn't establish almonus or gerushin, afagav de'is le zera nami techol. Maybe the standard that applies to them is that even if they do have seed, meaning children are produced, she is able to eat. And the idea being, as Rashi says, because they, in terms of laws of intimacy are concerned, are considered kibahema bi'alma. The Gemara says, responds, im kain, if that were the case, ribui levia v'israelis lomali. We, before mentioned, ubas comes to include levia v'israelis. If the point of the whole pasuk was to tell me this, that if she, the distinction between those that have almonus and gerushin, if there is seed, she does not resume eating truma, but these people that don't have almonus and gerushin, even if there is seed, she's able to resume eating truma. What does that have to do with Levia and Yisraelis? They don't have any connection to the to resumption of eating of truma. And yet we had the ribui learned from Ubas. What was that for? So therefore we can't accept this particular alternative suggestion. Rashi elaborates. We look at Rashi four lines from the top. Im kain, the high craw. If it were so that this pasuk is actually teaching me the aforementioned leniency, that children born from an intermarried unit would not render her unfit to resume truma eating. Ribui Levi Yisraelis Dechsiv Bey, the Ubas word that came to include Levi Yisraelis, what's it there for? Lomali, the Kosav Ubas Kroyusera. Hashta Kehenes Gufashminan, the Lomifsula Bezera Vikacham Vevet. Now that, according to our suggestion, that children born after a union with a Gentile or a slave does not render the Bas Kohen herself from being unfit, Leviv Yisraelis Mibaya, it would be obvious that Leviv Yisraelis certainly would not be rendered unfit. So with that in mind, we see that this alternative approach cannot be accepted. The Gemara asks, Ula Rebbe Akiva, and here we have a topic heading, the Nosei, where we've written on the side, May Achar de Rabbi Kiva, Lo Boy Haposuk Ubas Koyen Kisi Almona Grusha, Lulameid Al Psul Eved Viakum, Mahu Doresh Mimenu. Rabbi Kiva doesn't need the posuk of Ubas Koyen to learn from it the Psul, the disqualification as a result of Eved and Gentile. So what does he do with this pasuk? So now we read, Ula Rebbe Akiva de Omar, Ein Kedushin Toivsin Bechayve Lavin, that there is no bonding when you're dealing with violations of even a mere negative command nature. Umay Kisiye Liishzar, what does the pasuk Kisiye Liishzar mean for Rebbe Akiva? Ki tiboil, when there is intimacy. It doesn't mean when there is marriage. It means when there is intimacy. And that would include all those that are not qualified for marriage. All those that are prohibited, including Eved and Akum, including slave and Gentile. According to Rabbi Kiva, therefore, Almona Ugrusha Loma Li. What is the role of Almon and Grusha in the Pasuk for Rabbi Akiva? Before, we saw the words Kisia Almona Ugrusha for the exclusion of Eved and Oved Kechavim, that they would not enable her to go back to eating truma. But as far as Rebbe Akiva is concerned, all of that one could have derived from Pasuk the earlier pasuk, pasuk yud beis, ubas kohen ki siya liish zar. So what does Rabbi Akiva learn from the presence of almona and gerusha in this pasuk yud gimel? And if we look at Rashi, ule Rabbi Akiva diomar ein kedushin toifsim la adam pasul v'hai ki siya liishar diliel lav mishum havaya nokit. It wasn't there for telling me about where marriage can take hold or not. Ulameimra the ain bias posel poselus elevamisha roy lekadesh, and to tell me that bias posel will render unfit only someone who's not fit to marry. Da ain kedushin l'shum posel. As far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, there's no marital bond with anyone who's unfit. V'hai kisia in bo lamed al bias psulim. Eino elo loshon bi'ila v'chol hazorim etzlo b'mashmash shetei bi'osam poselas afilu oveikachom ve'eved. As we said before, it's inclusive of all those that are unfit for marriage, including the oveikachom ve'eved. So the disqualification created by oveikachom ve'eved could have been derived from the previous pasuk. Almona, Rashi continues, almona grusha lashminin oveikachom ve'eved lomali. What is the role of Almona and Grusha doing here to shed light on Eved Kichavim and Eved, according to Rabbi Akiva? So now we go back to the Gemara. Almona lahachmir aleha, Grusha lahakil aleha. In fact, the words Almona and Grusha are not coming to exclude those that have almonas and grushin, but rather they are needed to teach me about these very entities themselves, an almona and a grusha. As the Gemara explains, this is a long answer. Almona lahachmir aleha, ugrusha lahakil aleha. With regard to the almona, you'll see a point of stringency, and with regard to the grusha, a point of leniency. Utsricha. Di'yashmin an almona. If the pasuk would have told me about an almona, so an almona is a widow, I would have said as follows: almona hu dechiles lo zera ochlo. That, as the pasuk says, that when there is no children, when a woman had been married, a bas kohen had been married to a non kohen, and there were no children, she goes back, she resumes eating truma from her father's house. So we say when she has no children, she eats mishum dechazi lekuna. Now almona is a widow; she is fit to marry other standard kehanim. Avogrusha the lochazi lekuna, a woman who was divorced, she's not fit to the kuna. Ema, I would have thought avogav the less lozera, even though no children were produced, lo ochla, she doesn't resume truma eating. After you're dealing with the one that can't marry into the kuna as a result of her being a divorcee. So therefore, stating almona would have led me to a wrong conclusion regarding a grusha. V'yashmin a grusha, and had the Torah stated that a grusha divorcee goes back to eating truma, grusha hu dechi is lo zera lo ochla. There, by the case of the grusha, I would have thought that when there are children, so she does not eat mishum de lo chazi lekuna, because she's not fit to the kahuna. Aval almona the chazi lekuna, but with regard to an almona that's fit to the kahuna, ema, I would have thought afagav the isla zeranami techol, even if she had children from her deceased husband who was a non kohen, even though there are children, she would eat, which we know is not the case. Tzricha, therefore, it's necessary to spell out the halachas of almona and grusha, telling me that in both cases, when there are no children, she goes back to her father's house to eat. When there are children, she does not go back to her father's house to eat. In truth, we are in the middle of a sukya about determining who is a posel and who is not. We have a new marking which is indicated on the side under the Mivneh heading, the trapezoid or volcano shape, halos, hatzos, v'tchiosam. We're going to be raising suggestions, and the Gemara will reject them. So the Gemara suggests, V'ema nivalo l'posola, when we speak about a woman having intimacy with someone who is unfit, that should include af machsir gushaso, a man who, after divorcing his wife, takes her back. But in the interim, after the initial divorce, she went and married another man. The Torah says that in such cases, a man is not to take back his original wife that he divorced. It's a very nice thing for people to remarry or marry again the woman they divorced, but that's provided that in the interim they didn't go and marry someone else. So that's called machsir grushoso, but the fuller expression is machsir grushoso mishenises. That's a forbidden relation. Shall we say that a woman like that, let us say she's the daughter of a kohen, because in a case of a daughter of a kohen, she, as a an unmarried woman, she would be able to eat from her father's truma. If she were, let us say, married to a man who divorced her and then remarried her, when in the interim she married someone else, maybe that should be considered something that renders her unfit, disqualifies her from truma. So the Gemara answers, the pasuk used the expression le'ish zar, omar rachmona, misha zar etzla me'ikara. It's a type of man that was at the very outset unfit for her. La fuke hai, to the exclusion of this man, the lo zar etzla me'ikarahu, he wasn't originally unfit. It's true, in the interim, he became unfit to her because she had married someone else. But that's not what the pasuk was referring to. Question, ihachi, cholol, delav zar hu lo lifsal. And this is a very interesting line, because we have to add explanation. A cholol is a man whose father was a kohen, but his father did something wrong. He married a divorcee. The resultant son is a non-kohen, halachically speaking, even though his father's a kohen. A man like that, let's say a bas kohen, a girl whose father is a kohen, and she's a regular kosher from a kosher marriage, she's allowed, the Torah does not have any prohibition upon her from marrying a cholol. If you switch things around, namely a girl whose father was a kohen and married a divorcee, she's a chalola. She cannot marry, that a kohen is not allowed to marry her. But a kohenis, she is allowed to marry a chalol. So when the chalolos is in the on the masculine side of the equation, so the wife can be a kohenis. But when the woman is the halola, so the man who's a kohen, he's forbidden. So here, we're suggesting that a cholol, who is not a zar to her, in the sense that a kohenis, a bas kohen, is allowed to marry a cholol. But we happen to know that a bas kohen who marries a cholol, she is rendered unfit. Upon intimacy with a cholol, she's rendered unfit to eating truma. But if the approach that we just cited, that leish zar means, when is a woman rendered unfit? When it's a man that originally was forbidden to her. Is a cholol originally forbidden to her? To a bas kohen? No. So does that mean then that a bas kohen that has intimacy with a cholol can resume eating truma from her father's house? Well, that we know is not true either. So what do we do with the rules? So let's read this in the Gemara again. If it's so that only someone who's zar meikara renders her unfit, cholol delav zar hu lo livsol. A cholol who is not considered zar hu to her shouldn't render her unfit, and yet we know that he does. Omar kro lo yichalel zar oy beamov. That's a pasuk. Makish zar oy loy. We compare his seed to him. Mahu posel, just like a kohen gadol renders an almona unfit through his intimacy, so just like he renders the woman unfit, af zaroi, so to his seed, meaning a kohen gadol that has relations with an almona and produces a child, the child is called a cholol. Similar to the case we mentioned before of a Kohen Hedyot that marries a Grusha, the child is a Cholol. So just like he renders the woman unfit, Af Zaro Nami Posel, so to his seed, his children, who are Chololim, they also render women that they have intimacy with unfit for Truma. Question: V'eimo mishas havaya. Should we say that even from the point of time that the pasul is mekadesh the woman, up till now we've spoken about intimacy. Maybe the point of prohibition or disqualification is from the point that the unfit man offers the bas kohen money to marry her. That's shas havaya. From the point to be, we mentioned before, indicates the marriage bond is established, and that is from the point that he is mekadesher. The Gemara says, no, we're not going to say that. Dumyo de kohen gadol ba'almona. The halachas of disqualification are paralleled to that which we learn from the case of the kohen gadol and his relations with an almona. Ma kohen gadol ba'almona bebi'a, just like in the case of the kohen gadol, renders her unfit from truma only as a result of intimacy. Af hai nami bebi'a. So too the cholol as well will render the woman unfit through intimacy, not through the offering of kiddushin. Question: V'eimo adiko havaya ubia. Maybe psul results. Maybe he doesn't pasul unfit man doesn't render the woman unfit until you have both marriage. That means the money is given to her and intimacy. The Gemara answers as we just did. Dumya de kohen gadol ba'almona. The halachas of ruination are learned from the standard applied to a high priest with the widow. Ma kohen gadol ba'almona bebi'a l'chuda. Just like in the case of the almona with the kohen gadol, it's through intimacy alone. Af hai nami bebi'a l'chuda. So too here, it is through intimacy alone. No need to also have the presence of kiddushin, of money being offered to her beforehand. The continuation of the Gemara will deal with the other shitos tanoim that we saw on daf samach ches amud aleph. So Mirtz Hashem in our next shir will pick up from this point. Before we conclude, however, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.